Adventists, as all us Latin scholars know, is a Latin word that means awaiting the arrival of someone or something of great importance. The season of Advent is very much identified with the awaiting of the arrival of someone of great importance, the birth of Jesus Christ. So much so that the second meaning of Advent, awaiting the arrival of something of great importance, namely the second coming of Christ in glory, is often diminished, if not completely lost. However, our scripture readings that begin this Advent season, this new liturgical year, focus more on Christ's second coming than on his birth. Isaiah was prophesying at a particularly dark time for Israel and Judah. The chosen people were under attack from the Assyrians, marching from their capital city of Nineveh. What was to follow would be a long period of war and exile. To shine a light into this darkness, Isaiah was given a message of hopefulness to help God's people keep their faith, to be strong during their time of affliction. Wars will end. The suffering will give way once more to glory. When swords would become plowshares and spears would become pruning hooks. Jerusalem will be restored, the temple rebuilt, and all nations shall stream toward it. Isaiah gives a double prophecy. The people would return to their land in the near future. And in the distance, God promises to bring them to the new and eternal Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, where it will be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills, is quite simply the hope of heaven, the gift of an eternal life, and the Savior who will bring it all about. Armed with that powerful hope, Isaiah tells his countrymen, "Let us walk in the light of the Lord." In this morning's gospel from Matthew, Jesus, like the people of Isaiah's time, is also facing a time of testing and challenge. It is Wednesday of Holy Week, and soon Jesus will experience betrayal and abandonment. He will be put on trial, sentenced to die, and led to the cross. He knew the hour of his passing, the means by which it would all occur, and by whose hand the deed would be committed. We, however, do not receive that same knowledge, for we do not know on which day our Lord will come. Therefore, Jesus admonishes us to be awake and alert, preparing for the ending of our lives and his second coming in glory. And so, my sisters and brothers, Jesus calls us to use this Advent season wisely, not only to prepare for the coming of Christmas, but with prayer, penance, and longing for God, to prepare for the coming of Christ as a baby who will be the risen Lord, the Lord of the living and the dead. I wish all of you a most blessed and grace-filled Advent season.